My name is Pat Boren. I'm a poet born and raised on the main street in Portlaoise. And this poem is called Hill Walking in Laois, and it's set 25, 30 years ago maybe, when I was still living in the area, but it's very much about a map for the present and the future. Into the sleeve bloom foothills we set out. Like the Fianna, I imagined, up the gentle incline through ferns and brambles, fir and Scots pine, a silver birch stood here or there, a standard raised above the green. I loved the claim that these were once the highest peaks in Europe, an alpine range on our very doorstep, a place that could still be seen, but only if you closed your eyes. Who would have guessed that the glittering ribbon that downstream became the Barrow, or the scattered rounded stones that lined its banks, were all that was left of those barely imaginable heights? Of a glacier's grinding retreat and unstoppable force. These modest hills and winding paths were where we came for Sunday walks, parents, siblings, one and then a second family mutt. Leaving the house on Main Street, Portlaoise, then Laois itself, then the entire inhabited world behind. Below, for what was as much pilgrimage as escape. A forest of close-planted trees jostling for dominance in the fading light. And in the shade beneath, our intrepid band wandering through destruction's aftermath. And now, well, now our parents too are gone. Or up here, as I like to think, in these ghost hills, on their vantage points just above the known, watching over us, willing us on, and now and again holding back the brambles that we might pass. The abyss yawns, and mountains are ground to dust. Yet, for the most part, when we set out here side by side through late sunshine or early frost, the only sounds we heard were birdsong, our mother rehearsing the names of plants and trees, the rattle of pebbles on the would-be river's tongue, or my father's transistor radio that somehow out of the ether managed to receive the broadcast of the Sunday game. Those few fleeting moments out of all of geological time made sacred by his rapt attention. All lessons for the journey ahead, it seems to me, from the cautious descent to the next steep climb.